Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we'll be talking about Das Barbecue, which opens at Cyrano's.
And to talk about it, our guests are Regina McDonald, who is the director of the show, and also an actor number one who plays apparently 15,000 characters in the show, Tiffany Chansey. So Tiffany and Regina, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Hi.
I mentioned you play about a million characters because this is a... Well, Regina, tell us what this is about. Don't let me spoil it for the audience.
Okay. It is based off of Wagner's The Ring Cycle, which is a 9-hour opera cycle with four parts. And it's based off the last two. And so they decided to make, we're not really supposed to call it a parody, but it's a comedy version of the last two. And it's set in Texas, and it's very country music. And it's five characters playing 32 roles. Or five actors playing 32 roles.
Wow. That's a lot of different roles.
So yes.
It must be challenging, to say the least. You must have had to have a lot of rehearsal.
Yeah, not as much as we would like, but we are getting there, and it's going to be wonderful.
Can you give us a brief rundown of perhaps, if people don't know the Ring Cycle, what the last two operas are about? Is that possible to do in a few minutes? Or maybe 30 seconds?
Well, the last two are going to be, what this one's based off of is a cowboy named Siegfried and his woman that he's going to marry named Broomhilde. And basically it's like... a love triangle gone wrong, or foursome, if you will. So Brunhilde's supposed to marry Siegfried instead, and Gertruna comes in, and her brother drugs Siegfried and tricks them into marrying each other. So now Brunhilde and Gunther, Brunhilde's brother, are going to get married, and Brunhilde and Gertruna and Siegfried are going to get married. So it's just this crazy square of love that's just needs to be sorted out, and there's a cursed ring. And just a lot of family drama. So,
but I'm very familiar with opera, and this is not one of my favorite operas.
No.
Well, maybe the Texas version will be.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
And Tiffany, you play a number of these characters. Can you give us a kind of a rundown of some of the characters you play? And also, how do you switch back and forth so quickly?
I play Gertruna. Norn, a Norn sister, Texas Ranger, Freya, Wyvon, a River Maiden, a Valkyrie, and a Tambourine Girl. And it's really just me running around backstage trying to remember who I'm playing and throwing costumes on. That's really just how I remember who to be next. So, yeah.
Chaos backstage.
I bet.
Pushing people and whatnot.
So you should have a camera backstage. Just to
yeah, they, we were talking about it. The dramas of backstage.
Yeah, that's my wig, you know.
go ahead.
So this is a musical, too.
Mm-hmm.
How does the music, you say it takes place in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, and I noticed some of the names you mentioned were taken from the Wagner opera.
Yeah. All of the names are still German.
Right.
But now set in Texas.
So how is the music? Is the music based on Wagner's music?
No, not at all. It is all country. Very, very twangy, two-step, all very, very country. Guitar, fiddles. Yeah. It's completely opposite.
Completely opposite.
Completely opposite.
And Tiffany, how was it with the music? Do you like singing these songs?
I love the music in this show, which has been a change recently in what I've been doing lately. But I think the music was written so beautifully, and it is country in a sense, but it's also like that beautiful, like almost operatic in when it comes to the actual music itself. It was just built with so much. You can just feel the passion when you hear the music, and I think
the lyrics,
audience,
everything.
Yeah, everything was just written so powerfully.
This is fascinating to me because, in part, I'm very familiar with the opera, but not with this play.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had never heard of it either. I had never heard of it. It's one of those, you know, best kept secrets. I wish I had known more about this. Like, when I was going to school, I would have used these for auditions, some of these songs for auditions and stuff. But, yeah, it's wonderful.
And, Regina, did you have to do any research on the Wagner operas?
Yeah, I mean, I familiarized myself with it just so I knew what I was getting myself into. But it was kind of nice to do a show that I had never heard of or seen, so I could kind of get my own concept going. But we kept it very true to what I would believe they wanted. Mm-hmm. And the people that wrote the show were very, very good. There's like a 10-page breakdown of costumes, props, what exactly they want you to portray in this scene. It's just very, very detailed. I mean, they want you to stick to exactly what they want. It's kind of cool, which was nice, but we kind of got our own interpretation of it because I had never seen it or done it. So
this sounds really great. I can't wait to see it. But I'm interested in the music. Is it maybe country and western versions of Wagner himself?
I'm sure that they based it on that. I'm sure they started there and then kind of took their own twist. The reason that they had this is because they do the opera every year in Seattle. And so they thought, finally, they were like, well, let's do something to kind of offset it. We'll have like a comedy and then the opera. And that's where this was made. And so they did the opera every year and then also Das Barbecue. And that started, I believe, in either 1992 or 1994 was the first time they did that.
Well, that's interesting. So they're kind of balancing mm-hmm. the comedic with the mm-hmm. more serious to give to give the audience.
But they're very, very strict about saying that it's not, they don't want it to be a parody. It's not a parody. It's based off of the show.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host, Steve Hunt. And we're talking to Regina McDonald and Tiffany Chansey, who are doing Das Barbecue at Cyrano's. That's an interesting title.
Mm-hmm.
What does it come from?
I think that they just wanted to put the two, kind of put the two together.
So barbecue is very Texas.
Yeah.
I guess, and Das being...
Yes, they wanted to keep it German and Texas.
Well, you mentioned it's not a parody, and I can see why they would say it's not a parody, because you're not... I don't know the play. I haven't seen it yet. But you're not making fun.
No, we're not. No, not at all.
Which is a lot of times plays that take place in this sort of genre. I'm thinking of Greater Tuna, for example, where you have two actors playing the whole town of Greater Tuna. They can be not parodies, but very, very, in a way, making fun of some things. Does this play make fun of that area, or is it just celebrated?
It's celebrated, I think. There are certain parts that maybe we're making fun of, like, Texas. Not making fun of Texas.
Well,
but
it's always fun to make fun
of
Texas.
Especially
if you're in Alaska. We make fun of Texas all the time.
The tourists will love this.
maybe we'll subdivide and become two, become the two largest states in the Union.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not making fun of it. It's celebrating it, mm-hmm. I think, in a comical way. Comedic way.
And Tiffany, you are actor number one, which must be kind of demeaning to be actor number one. But how many actors are in the show, and how do you get along with those guys backstage? On stage, you said backstage is crazy, but on stage, how many actors are you playing with?
I'm playing with four other great actors, three of which were already my friends. And then we met Scott, who showed up to the audition, who was, like, out of the blue, like, the most, like, amazing guy you've ever seen audition.
That's Scott who?
Scott
Cantrell.
Okay.
Cantrell.
Yeah.
And who else do you have in the cast?
I want to call them by their actual stage names. Cody
Littlefield,
and he's actually in the Army. Mm-hmm. So it's really funny how he is a hero in real life, and he also plays a hero in the show. So yeah, he's got a great voice, and there's also Kirsten, who just got done playing Debbie in Debbie Does Dallas.
The musical.
The musical.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, we all just get along really great.
Kristen Swanson.
Especially mm-hmm. me right. and Scott. Yeah. Scott and I.
Mm-hmm.
And
then there's Charlotte Kopp and Scott Cantrell.
Yeah.
Well, this has been really fun talking to you about this show, Das Barbecue, which is playing at Cyrano's. We've been talking to Regina McDonald, the director, and Tiffany Chansey, who is actor number 1 through 50.
Yes.
Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Thomas Korn, comedian, is offering a comedy show tomorrow night at the Out North Studios at 7 p.m. This is the first Out North for quite a while. Tickets will be available at the door or call Out North at 279-8099 for more information.
That's great to hear Out North is doing more stuff. Welcome back. Cyrano's Theater Company is holding early auditions for Shakespeare's play Macbeth, happening on July the 12th at 1 o'clock at Cyrano's Off-Center Playhouse. Those who are auditioning for Macbeth should come with a 2-minute Shakespearean monologue to read or recite. Macbeth will be produced in April of 2015. Any questions may be directed to edgeware@gci.net.
Stories at the Cemetery returns July 13th at 6 p.m. at the Anchorage Memorial Park Cemetery. Enter at the John Bagoy Gate at 7th and Cordova. Call 343-6814 or 274-7122 for more information.
Midnight Sun Theater, in cooperation with Anchorage Community Theater, is presenting Musical of Musicals, the musical, directed by David Block and performing at ACT, running through July the 26th. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sundays at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
Summer Stock 2014, Schoolhouse Rock, directed by Nick Condon, will take place in Talkeetna. Performances will be July 25th to 27th. For more information, go to the website events at Denali Art Council. That's DenaliArtsCouncil.org.
And between here and Talkeetna is Eagle River, where you can see the Alaska Fine Arts Academy performing their production of Winnie the Pooh. Performances are 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday through July the 25th. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
At Cyrano's, you can see Das Barbecue or Love, Loss, and What I Wore by Nora and Deborah Efron, or you can see both. Das Barbecue will be shown at the regular showtimes, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3, starting July 18th through August 24th. Love, Loss, and What I Wore will be shown Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 7 p.m., July 21st through August 21st. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests were Regina McDonald and Tiffany Chansey from the Cyrano production of Das Barbecue. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.